Hey guys. Hi. So, I've been watching K-drama, and I'm rewatching World Tour again. Started by rewatching World Tour, and I'm rewatching World Tour again because it's my favorite season. I watched that one, and then I watched Action because Action's my second favorite, and then I watched my voice is kind of dead, I'm sorry. I think I watched All Stars, and then I watched Island. Now I'm going to be ranking. You could ignore the background stuff. I like to have stuff going in the back. It's just like Danny Gonzalez. So I'm gonna be ranking the songs for World Tour, and I have like a tier list thing open on my iPad. So top tier. Well, let's see. Well, the first one is Condor. These are the tiers. I didn't make these. So we've God tier, catchy and iconic, pretty basic, lackluster and lame, or bottom of the barrel. So we've got Condor first. That's catchy and iconic, I'm gonna be honest. She said it. C. Shanty. It's pretty catchy and iconic, I'm gonna be honest. I feel like I like too many of the songs. Versus. Lackluster and lame, I'm gonna be honest, guys. I don't like that one. Also, I'm sorry. That song. Also. Gwen's rap. Yeah, pretty basic. I'm gonna put like mid or something. I don't know. I think I'm gonna change that one to mid, cause yeah, Gwen's rap, it's good up until Gwen starts rapping, I feel. Before We Die, I feel like I need another tier. Can I do that? Add a row above. Okay, so we'll have. We got. Just, it's pretty good. Pretty fire. That's what we'll put. We'll put a little. Can we get the fire emoji in here, guys? Let's get the fire emoji in here. Yeah. Okay, it's pretty fire. We'll put Before We Die there. What's Not to Love About? No, just not. What's Not to Love is what it's called. I don't know. I feel like the name's changed because there's no official versions. Stuck to a Pole. That's pretty. It's kind of mid. I'm gonna be honest. Sisters. Kind of mid. I don't know. I do like that one more than the other mid ones, but not enough to put it in the tier above. It's Loving Time. I'm kind of lackluster in lame, I'm gonna be honest. Come Fly With Us. It's kind of mid. Rebuild Gwen's Face. Catchy and iconic. I don't care if it's overrated. It's pretty fire. Roman Time can also go with Love and Time. And Shear the Sheep also, because just because it's offbeat. I did that song, I actually thought about it for like years after. Blainerific is pretty far, I'm gonna be honest. Mostly because the way the other characters kind of react to it. We've Stripped Them Down, was that? I don't know what it's called. Stripped Them Down is what I call it. I'm gonna put that in God tier. I'm gonna be honest, guys. I kind of love that one. Baby by the Drama Brothers. It's pretty lackluster and lame. Wake Up is catchy and iconic. That song is so underrated. I'm gonna make it. That is a God tier song. No, but that one is also really underrated. Chinese Lesson is bottom of the barrel, I'm gonna be honest. This is how we'll end it. God tier. Also underrated song. But everyone also agrees, like, no, that song is so good. But it's like, okay, then why don't we talk about it? I'm winning this. God tier. That song is also fire. No one ever talks about it. Also, I do include Courtney's little diss track in that, but Duncan never uses soap, and Gwen's so lame, there's just no hope, because whoever put it on Spotify as, like, a podcast included that part in it, so I'm like, oh, okay. Her real name isn't Lainley. It's either... It's not God tier, but it's... So it's either Pretty Fire or Catchy and Iconic. I'll put it under... It's Pretty Fire. Oh my Izzy, that one's also Pretty Fire. Yeah. Who are you gonna root for? Ooh. I'm gonna put that in Catchy and Iconic. Is that... I incline. I don't know how to say it, guys. That one's Pretty Fire. Boyfriend Kisser. That one's God tier. Of course. I don't care if that one's overrated either. I love that one. Greek Mix. I do like this one. What should I put it under? I'd say it's Pretty Fire. I do like that one. We, My Friends. That was her Paris in the Springtime. That one is probably God tier. Save This Show. That one's pretty bad. So we got God tier. Or should I? I'll work my way up. Bottom of the barrel. Bottom tier. Chinese Lesson. Lackluster and Lame. Versus I'm Sorry. Loving Time and Rowing Time. Shear the Sheep and Baby. Mid, we have Gwen's Rap. Stuck to a Pole. Sisters. Save the Show. And Come Fly with Us. And Pretty Fire, we got Before We Die, What's Not to Love, Blainerific, Her New Real Name Isn't Blainley, I incline, I don't know how to say it, Oh My Izzy, and what was that? Greek Mix. Catchy and Iconic, we have Condor, Sea Shanty, Built Gwen's Face, and Wake Up, and then Who You Gonna Root For. And then God tier, strip them down. Actually, what does that say? Oops. Oh! Uh-oh. I just moved it around. Changing Guard Mix. Apparently that's what it's called. I'm gonna make it. This is how we will end it. I'm winning this. Boyfriend Kisser. And then Paris in the Springtime. And that's my tier list. It took a lot less time than I thought it would. I guess I can rank total drama characters now. But it's also like, that's definitely gonna be very much like what I think. Because, oh, I think I moved something around here. I did. I think that was it. Okay. Now let's save or download it, guys. Yes. Okay, well, that's on there now. Now we're gonna do... We'll do Total Drama World Tour. Look at those characters. Okay, okay, this is all Total Drama Island Action World Tour characters. So, like, the original cast. Heather is God tier. I'm gonna be honest. I love Heather. She's my favorite. I can't support the racism. I'm not down with that. That's not what I'm referring to when I say I love Heather. But I love Heather. Duncan. Oh, by the way, the tiers are God tier, Great tier, Good tier, Okay tier, Meh, and Bad. So, Duncan? I'll put him under Good. I like Duncan. Harold's okay. Owen's meh. Izzy, I like her. I've always liked her. Also, Jeff. Alejandro is great. He's probably ranking them, like, on a list. He's third. I don't know who's first and second, because I love both Courtney and Heather, so they're kind of tied at first, maybe. So I guess technically he is just second. No. But next is Courtney, so we'll put her under God tier because I love Courtney. She's my favorite. I support her. Always. Not always. I don't know what's going on with her in All Stars, but no one does. Everyone's like, no, that's not her. They, like, ruined her character. They ruined everyone's characters. Blaney. She's okay. She was really funny, I'm gonna be honest. DJ was good. Bridget. She's okay, I guess. I don't know. I like her. I'll put her into Good. Eva. I liked Eva. Eva was alright, I guess. I did like his ending in All Stars. Or not, like, the bonus ending that was him, where he got found by, like, a bunch of monsters, and then they saw he had cake, and they celebrated his birthday with him. That was cute. Sierra's good, just because I think she's really funny. Jeff is on here twice. I don't know why. Gwen is also good. I like Gwen. Katie. She's okay. I don't dislike her, so that's good. She's chill. Lashana's... she's kind of great. Lindsay. She's good. Actually, I'll put Lashana down to good. Noah's also good. I like Noah. Beth's okay. Oh, hold on. I have to move Beth so I can put Zadie next to Katie. She's also okay. She's chill. And then Beth. Cody's alright. I do like Tyler a lot, so he's also good. Justin's okay. Ezekiel's also on here twice for some reason. So, under God tier, we have Heather and Courtney, my favorites, my two favorites. Absolutely love them. Then we have Great tier, which we only have Alejandro, so I guess he's kind of special or something. And for good, we have Duncan, Izzy, Jeff, DJ, Bridget, Eva, Sierra, Gwen, Lindsay, Lashana, Noah, Cody, and Tyler. So I like them. I like them. Mm-hmm. And then for okay, did I not put Jeff on there? I just didn't. No, I did. There's two different pictures of it. For okay, we have Harold, Blaney, Ezekiel, Katie, Sadie, Beth, and Justin. And then for meh, we have Owen. Because Owen actually completely genuinely pisses me off sometimes. I do like that he's nice. You know, it's cute whenever he is nice to people and they're like, oh, like, they have their moment. But also, he just ruins shit way too much. And that really pisses me off. He's like an oaf. Well, I guess that's that. Also, I literally wrote 2.5 pages about Courtney and Heather for creative writing, because it was like, write about anything. So I wrote about Total Drama, and I wrote so much. Let me read that. Let me go find that and read that. Okay. So this is, you know, little intro. My favorite characters, Heather and Courtney. Heather's straight up girl bossy. She's an antagonist, a gaslighter, a manipulator, but I support women, so I can look past it, except for the racism in season one. Not even just in season one. Whenever she was like, we've got problems, that was kind of like, whoa, girl, what do you think? I can't support that. For all her manipulating, she got what she deserved to an extent. I agree. But getting... I can't read my own handwriting. Getting her head shaven really prompted her character development. That was very much needed. I don't think she deserved as much suffering as she got, and I especially don't think she deserved to eat jelly out of Owen's belly button. That scene, by the way, this isn't right now. That scene, I was like pulling at my face because of how like awful that was. Like, that was so bad. I forgot about that scene until I rewatched it. I was like, oh my god, this is horrifying. Yeah. That is one of the hardest things to watch in the show, but she kind of changed after that, and by season 3, World Tour, she's on top, that's underlined. And I so genuinely love her relationship with Alejandro. I love them going to top 2 together, and All-Stars. I completely hate that Heather was robbed of her money. She fucking went through it for that goddamn money, and she was robbed. She deserved so much better. That's what I wrote down. Her relationship with Alejandro, by the way, this isn't written down, but I love it. Oh! I just completely synced up with the TV. Anyway, like, they're so... My dog's snoring. They're so good for each other, or, like, they're so good together, just in general, the way they're both, like, antagonists, like, manipulative antagonists, and they're like, oh, they're so mean, like, they're so bad, and, like, no one likes them, but then they, like, kind of, they end up liking each other, and it's like, they've got their own problems, you know, like, I don't know how to describe it, but it's like, I'm glad they found each other type thing, you know, I love them. Okay, yeah, she was robbed, she deserves so much better, and on that note, this is written down. Courtney also deserves so much better. Season 1, she's chillin', she's adorable, a little bossy, but adorable. I find her adorable anyway. She's actually concerned for the other characters when no one else is. She's just so silly. And that's also written down. I wrote that down. And then, she has this thing going with Duncan, and it's actually so cute. She's voted off because Harold was mad at Duncan, so what does she do? Beat the shit out of Harold. And she comes back in season 2 after filing a lawsuit, as she should. Heather should have sued too. Anyway, Courtney comes back and she slays it down. She won like 4 challenges in a row. She figured out this stuff all on her own and she's eliminated. Why? I don't know. Genuinely, I don't remember. I think Duncan was like, actually, I don't care, something like that. Then in World Tour, Gwen and Duncan kiss Courtney's best friend and boyfriend. So rightfully so, she's pissed and comes out with the banger diss track, Boyfriend Kisser. And people act like she's wrong for that? She can be mad at them both. She comes back in All-Stars and Gwen is there just for her. And they get along great and they're total girlfriends and Courtney gets eliminated for... I shit you not, making a plan to win. It's bullshit. She should have won All-Stars, and I will die on that hill. I support women. Actually, she should have either won All-Stars or Action. Because she did slate in fucking Action. And then, also, her in All-Stars, like, I don't understand why they were mad at her for making a plan. Because... Especially Gwen, because she was included in that plan. So it's like, girl, why are you mad? You're in this plan. You're a part of this. She wants to go to the top 2 with you, like she said that. Like, God forbid. And then, like, people getting mad at her for trying to play the game. Like, yeah. Yeah. If there's $1 million on the line. Obviously, she's still there for the fucking game. Like, honestly, she could be so much worse and be like, I don't care who goes with me to top 2. She's like, no, I want you with me. I want you with me, Gwen. Like, come on. actually be so for real. And then people also act like she just wasn't mad at Duncan, which is so crazy to me. Like, it is slander. Complete slander. Like, actually, just completely acting like she wasn't mad at all, which she was. She very obviously was. Whenever she's like, in the next episode after she finds out, she's like making her list. She's like, pummel Duncan, pummel Gwen, and you know, clean my socks. And then later, in her little songs, not boyfriend kisser, but like the small bits of songs that she sings, hold on. Gwen's a boyfriend stealer. Duncan's a dead man. So obviously she's blaming Duncan there. And then the other one, and she says, Duncan never uses soap and Gwen's so lame there's just no hope. Obviously she's mad at Duncan there. And then in the bonus scene, when she's like, what does she say? She says Duncan has 7 toes and Gwen's so hairy she shaves her nose or something like that. Something along the lines of that. And then they throw a shoe at her and then they kind of like kiss each other like, oh, actually, you're the issue, Courtney. You're being annoying. Like, oh my god. And then people, like, okay. Someone asked me about this on Tumblr. They're like, what are your thoughts on Gwen? And I was like, oh, I love Gwen, because I do. I think Gwen's amazing. But I don't think she should have kissed Duncan. I do think she's valid for actually feeling bad about it, whereas Duncan didn't. But Gwen felt really bad about it, so I was like, no, I respect her a lot more for that. Even if she did want to do it again, and she did date Duncan, and they did hit Courtney with the shoe, and she did not care. Clearly she cared enough to go back for her in All-Stars, because she did. And let me think. Yeah, so someone asked me about it, and I was like, no, I love her. But I do also think Courtney could have been mad at her. Like, she should have been. Yeah. Why can't she be mad at her? Why is that, like, such an issue? And then whoever it was replied and was like, well, Courtney's not innocent in all this. She's not in just an innocent victim. And I was like, I never said that because I didn't. Because they were like, yeah, because remember whenever she was trying to change all those things about Duncan? Yeah. I didn't say that was okay. Sorry, I'm watching Danny's video. He's talking about the movie Zombies. Sorry, I'm kind of tired. What even was I talking about? Total Drama Opinions. Oh yeah, but she slayed, and then she also came back because she sued. Yeah, she should have, and you know I said, as Heather should have, because she should have. Because she should have gotten her $1 million. And it sucks that in either ending, she gets cheated out of it. And then it's Revenge of the Island. Whenever she comes back in Revenge of the Island, I genuinely love it whenever she shows up and she hits Chef and Chris with, like, the little award. I love that. And then she got her money. That's where I end the episode. Because I don't need to see anymore. I know what happens. I know they get her. I know that becomes the challenge and that they have to get her. And they do. And she doesn't get her money. I know that. But I like to just pretend that she didn't get robbed. I'm happy she ended up happy with Alejandro, though. Even though they still managed to do them dirty. Because they were swimming away from sharks in the end. And they also did Courtney dirty with that. Because she was surrounded by sharks, which is bullshit. Because last time she was with sharks like that, she ended up beating them up. So, like, I think that Courtney is one of the strongest characters, to be honest. I've seen this girl, like, bend metal and rip a TV out of the wall. no one's doing it like her, really. Not even Eva. I'm not saying she's stronger than Eva necessarily, but, like, she's definitely not doing it like she is. Watching her beat Duncan's ass, amazing. I don't even necessarily dislike Duncan either. I do like them together in season one. They definitely ruined a lot of things by doing what they did with the love triangle. Because they were really good together, especially in season one. I even liked them in action too, because it's like Courtney, like, girl bossing, and then Duncan kicking his feet and giggling. Like, that's so silly. They were so adorable. And then, oh, also Heather and Courtney, because, you know, I talk about them a lot. I actually have only really been talking about them. I think they're besties, actually. Not even just because they're my favorites, but just, like, they just are. Just the way they chill, kind of. Whenever, you know, they find out about the whole, oh, they kissed each other? Duncan and Gwen kissed? How Heather's immediately like, oh, well, she's got my vote. I'll eliminate her. Like, yes. She immediately takes Courtney's side, and then she backs her up in the song Boyfriend Kisser. Like, she's fully on her side. She comforts her when she's crying. And then in Blainerific, they're just, like, kind of hanging out. And I'm like, that's so cute. Look at how they're besties. Look at how they're literally besties. Like, I love them. They're so besties. Yeah, they're pretty great. My dog is snoring. I think I might get off now. Because I'm really tired. And my voice is really messed up because I had a football game last night and I was yelling. Bye.